As Melville said, the one and only voice of God is silence. You have got to know that deep within you, your mind is like a pond, like dropping a pebble into a pond. And you drop the pebble in, and at the surface are all the disturbances. And in your mind, that's the chatter. That's the endless repetition of the beliefs and the things that offend you and your judgments. Endlessly repeating, repeating, and repeating. Over and over and over again. You get to a place where you get peaceful. You call it meditation, call it prayer. It doesn't matter. You make it a regular part of your life. Blaise Pascal, the great French philosopher, once said that all of man's troubles stem from his inability to sit quietly in a room alone. Most of us can't do that. We're so hung up on chatter in our inventory, in our beliefs. The pebble drops in its layers, and it drops past chatter to analysis. A-N-A-L. Anal analysis, all right? All that anal retentive stuff. Constant picking apart, the intellectual violence of tearing everything apart. It drops to synthesis. Instead of looking at, I can do this when I'm troubled by something. I can see the pebble in my meditation just dropping. Chatter, no. Why did she do that? Why would she say that? Why would she do that? And I would be thinking about, why would my wife do this? Why would one of my kids do that? And then I could just feel the pebble dropping, and I get to a place called synthesis, where instead of seeing how things are pulled apart, you see how they're held together. And now I see that, you know, my wife and I are one, and my children are one, and we're all one, and this is one family. And it's like all of the analysis and the chatter is gone. And then you get to a point where the pebble drops a little further, and as the pebble drops, you begin to quiet your mind. And now there's no analysis or synthesis. It's like quiet. And ultimately, the pebble drops in a place called the unified field, where you empty your mind. And in the unified field, St. Mark put it this way, to he that knoweth, all things are possible. Now, what does that leave out? Nothing. In the unified field, it's called the unified field of all possibilities. You're always in the right place at the right time. In this peaceful place within you, God will show up. And you will know that you're not alone. You will know that if prayer is called, if what you do when you talk to God is called prayer, you will know that your intuition is God talking to you. You will see and experience and know. And as you do, you'll start observing in your life things that I call synchronicity, where you'll see that a thought that you have about someone or something will begin to be manifested. It will happen for you over and over again. It happened to me this afternoon when I was running down to Venice Beach and back, a place where they're filled with scurvy elephants. And I was thinking about a man named Greg Anderson who wrote a book called The Cancer Conqueror, which I have endorsed and which I believe in and which I have purchased by the caseload and given to people who have cancer. And I was thinking about him, and I know that he had just been on, he's got a new book out, and he had asked for an endorsement and I had given it. He was talking about some of the things I had said on Good Morning America. And I was thinking about all of this, and I stopped. There was a little man dancing over there on Venice Beach who looked like it was a thalidomide baby. And he had like fingers growing out of his shoulders, and he was dancing there for money. And I stopped running, and I reached into my pocket to give him something and to say hello to him and to know, remind myself that the same spirit is in him that is in me, that he's not his form. It's to me, those people and all of those people who are in those things called disabilities are really wonderful reminders that our form is nothing more than our curriculum to God. And there's the fullness of God is in him and me. And I remind myself to stop and share. And he was so grateful. And this woman said she had been chasing me, her and her husband. She was all out of breath. She said, and you stopped. And I never stop when I'm running. But I did this time. And she started talking to me. And she said, I just wanted to thank you for my brother. My brother is Greg Anderson. And he was yesterday on the Good Morning America show talking about his new book and you. And it's like that had been in my mind. And there was the sister manifested right there for me this afternoon. Those things become a regular part of your consciousness when you get to the unified field. You'll be thinking about your sister, and all of a sudden, she will call, and you haven't talked to her in 5 years. You'll find yourself having these experiences, meditating your way through a tennis match. One time I was meditating my way through a tennis match, and I went for a ball that everyone said was impossible to get, and for sure I couldn't have gotten to it. It was hit so hard, and I just took off. And I was in that zone. I was in what they call flow, where you just get to this ecstasy place, which meditation gives you. And I just took off and left my body, it seemed like, and reached out and hit that ball and hit it back for a winner. And everyone turned around and said, "What happened? How could you could never have gotten to that ball?" I said, "You're not going to believe this, but the ball waited in midair for me to get there." You see, you laugh, and it means that there's still doubt there. If I tell that same story to a group full of quantum physicists, there's not a snicker. There's, of course. Because the mind is capable of anything. All things are possible, even moving mountains in the unified field.